The following podcast is brought to you by David Hayes. He is solely responsible for its content. Securities are offered through JW Cole Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advice offered through CFCI and JW Cole Advisors. JW Cole Financial, JW Cole Advisors, and CFCI are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by David Hayes and his guests should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and is not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of losing principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax. Penalties may be imposed on such a person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. David Hayes and his guests are not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation or an offer to buy securities. You're listening to 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Win with David Hayes. David has been providing financial advice for over 25 years and is the host of Your Money with David Hayes radio show and podcast. He has been featured in high-level publications such as The Wall Street Journal, Kiplinger's, Fox Business, Forbes, and more. Join your host as he talks about his book, 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Win, an Amazon Daily bestseller. And now, here's David Hayes.
Welcome to podcast number 22 of 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Know to Win. Now, listen, a lot of people want to take money out of retirement accounts early, right? What does that mean? Typically before 59 and a half. But they want to do it and avoid a tax penalty. Well, if you haven't got it by now, I'm all about tax avoidance. Now, evading is a wrong thing to do, but avoiding is your constitutional obligation. Not just right, it's an obligation to do everything you can to pay the least amount of tax that's absolutely necessary. Okay, so there's a couple different ways that you can get money out of a retirement account tax-free prior to 59 and a half. The most common is what's referred to as IRS code 72T. What is 72T? It's called substantially equal payments. They have very strict rules on how you get the money out, but basically you have three methods that you can take it out. An annuitization method, an amortization method. I mean, there's three. You can look it up if you want. That's not the important part. Then you have to use some kind of an assumed interest rate, 120% over the midterm capital rate. What in the heck's that, Dave? Well, right now that's running about 5%. So you basically use your life expectancy. So if I'm 40 years old, 45, 50, 55, doesn't matter. You have a life expectancy. You pull out the old single life table and say, okay, it looks like they expect me to live 30 years at a 5% assumed interest rate. What would be my annuity payment? So that is the substantially equal payment. Now, what's the equal mean? You have to keep it the exact same amount for 5 years and until 59 and a half. For it to be considered a no tax penalty. This works both with Roth. This book works both with a traditional IRA as well. Now, the Roth is a little bit different. So you have to keep it for five years. You have to keep it the same. And the catch here, before I get to the Roth, the catch here is that if you mess it up, if you decide not to take it or you take more, then all of it will have a 10% penalty. So you're in the fifth year, right? And you say, you know, I really don't need it. I won't take it. Or I'm going to take more. Then you have now become a target because you will pay 10% penalty on everything you took out before. Now, if you want to take some money, but you don't want your entire IRA to be tied up with a 72T, you can separate them out. I want to take income from this one as a 72T and leave this one alone. That's completely fair. The other piece to this is you can't transfer money in or out. So once the money starts, you can't say, oh, I'm going to transfer it to another IRA. On paper, it would look like it's tax-free, but it disrupted your 72T payments, and therefore the 10% penalty comes into play, and not just on that distribution, but on all previous distributions. So Roth work exactly the same way. However, I wouldn't use a 72T for a Roth because of the order of taxation on the money. So when you own a Roth IRA, most of you know from listening to this or other things that you have a five-year rule. So you put money in, you can't take it out for 5 years until 59 and a half for it to be tax-free. But that's not really true. Contributions that go in can go in and out whenever you want. Conversions, if I convert money, right, that money can come in or out. It's only the gains on my contributions or conversions that have the 5-year and the 59.5 rule. So if I have, you know, let's say I've put 300 grand into a IRA, Roth IRA, either through contributions or conversions, and it's worth $1 million, and I need, you know, 50 grand for a few years, then just go get it. $50,000, you have a $300,000 basis in it, go get it. No problem. So I would never use a 72T for a Roth unless you just absolutely had to. Now, one of the last things about early distributions without a tax penalty is it revolving around 401ks. There's always a time to consider, should I leave it in my 401k or 403b or 457, or should I roll it into an IRA? Well, here's the answer. Most of the time you roll it to an IRA because you can do all of these great conversion planning things we've talked about. You can do qualified charitable distributions. You cannot do that from a 401k. There's just a lot more flexibility with investments in an IRA. So 99.9% of the time, if you're over 59.5, you're going to roll it directly into an IRA and have all the freedom and flexibility of that. But what if you are not 59.5? This is where the little known rule of 55 comes into play. What is that, David? Well, I'll answer that. So let's say that I am working at a company and I get an offer to leave and I'm 55 years old. You can take distributions from a 401k, 403b, any of those retirement, these deferred, the 401k plans, the 403b plans, the plans that we all are in right now, without a tax penalty, if you have turned 55 in that year or any time in between. So it's called the rule of 55. So you may want to say to yourself, okay, I'm 55, 56 years old, and I'm going to need money for the next 4 years. So leave that in the 401k, maybe then roll the rest to an IRA. But it's a great, great way to access your retirement without any strings attached. It's simply the rule of 55. Most people don't know about the rule of 55. It comes into play a lot, especially in the last couple of years when there's been a lot of early retirement offers. It's like, how do I get money out now without a penalty? Well, let's try to avoid 72T because I don't want the chance of messing up a 72T. I'd really avoid 72Ts at all costs. But sometimes you can't avoid it and you have to do it. So rule of 55, going to the Roth because contribution, conversions, and then gains. So you can get your contributions and conversions out. No problemo, and worry about those gains later. All right. The last little known tax opportunity I'll talk to you about today is called net unrealized appreciation, or NUA for short. Now, this is a good one, okay? So you have a 401k. Let's say you work for a big company. There's a lot of them out there, publicly traded. Many times the company will put their match in stock into the plan for you. So you end up retiring with, 20% of your 401k sitting in that one company stock. Well, this is called net unrealized appreciation. Here's how it works. So you say to yourself, okay, I'm ready to retire and I'm ready to roll this money out of my 401k into an IRA. Well, to qualify for NUA on that company stock, you must do a full rollover. 100% of it has to come out. Not half, not a quarter, 100%. But you don't want to roll your stock over. And this is where the mistakes happen. Most people say liquidate and transfer. Fine. You move it all to 401k or from the 401k to an IRA, or transfer my stock to my IRA. Well, when you've done that, you've completely screwed yourself out of this incredible tax opportunity. Well, what's the tax opportunity? Okay, here we go. When you do the rollover, you say, no, I don't want the stock rolled over. I want it distributed. So they're going to actually distribute the stock, and then you stick it into just a regular individual account. You can even put it into a joint account. No problem there, but it's not an IRA. It's not anything. It's in just a regular account. You pay tax on the cost basis. That's all you pay tax on. Then the remainder of that value is considered a capital gain. So why is that such a big deal? Well, capital gains are different. Capital gains are zero for a good chunk of the gain, and then 15% after that. So it is possible and plausible that if you had a large position of your company stock, you could potentially roll it or transfer it, pull it out of the company plan after doing a rollover, stick it into an individual account, and through a well thought through managed tax strategy, potentially divest yourself of that over time and pay no taxes at all because of the way the tax code currently works. It is outstanding. It's called net unrealized appreciation. Now, I just had a lady in 2 weeks ago. She worked for Eli Lilly for 30 years. You can imagine what her cost basis was in the stock. It was barely anything. And I met with her and I said, you only have, you know, a few shares of Lilly stock. She said, yeah. She goes, I called, you know, I'm not going to mention the custodian's name, but it's a large, well-known custodian that takes care of lots and lots of 401k plans. And she said, yeah, I decided to sign up for their management program. You can sometimes sign up through these big providers that you want them to manage your money. You pay them a little fee and they'll do it. Well, guess what they did? They sold all of her Lilly stock to put them into the model, right? That they think you should be in. They just absolutely screwed her out of nearly $200,000 of net unrealized appreciation that she could have used as a capital gain and potentially paid no taxes on at all. And instead, her $1.2 million of 401k is pretty much all going to be taxed now. So if you have company stock in your plan, tap the brakes before you do anything. Tap the brakes. Because if you would like to talk about how we can help you navigate these complicated issues, please go to cfci.us. Contact us there. Set up your complimentary call. I did one today. It was 20 minutes long. It was great. Helped out some folks. Or give us a call at 812-334-3190. And I promise you, we will make it happen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. The clock is ticking. Each decision that is made today will put more money into your pocket or leave you worried about your financial future. The time to prepare is now. The time to eliminate risk was yesterday. Let's partner to help those around us to make decisions that empower their financial future. If you would like to book David for a speaking event, please contact CFC at cfci.us. You can purchase his book, 2025, The Final Drive, into www.cfci.us and clicking on 2025, The Final Drive.